between Christine Dale, west of Route 1, north of Sierra Avenue, being lot B57 within Sierra Mobile Home Park. A variance from separation requirement between units in a mobile home park.
They were all last week.
Sierra. My goodness.
I talked to Mr. Lank about just a side note here, about different letters coming in after you've tabled something or putting something on there where it can't be submissible into the, and we're going to get, also for the commission, he's going to order some big red stamps in case the lawyers sometimes come in and want to look at the case itself. And we'll, instead of going to someone and having them explain it to them that it came after fact, well, all we do is put a date on them. They have to look it up. We'll have it so that it's stamped there now on those letters that this came after and it wasn't submissible evidence, okay? So
it'll be good.
There's a lot of attorneys that come in. They'll come in and say, well, what about what this letter here? I said, well, it came afterwards, you know? And so, you know. So that's just a side note.
I don't see nothing wrong with this myself.
Was this table just to consider?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's asking a lot.
Was the bathroom, the living room, the bedroom? Was the family, larger family? You know, kids and stuff was all.
You got six against it, right?
Huh?
Six people were against it and two for it?
Yeah. So half of, one half association and the other half wasn't.
But what's happening in Sierra now? Is there all the violations under control? Or?
No. Most of them are, the violations are, the only time they're appearing is when they do something without a permit now or they do something that it's all new construction. Okay, everything else has been grandfathered. And it was decided that any, you know, that's been determined that everything is there right now. It's been grandfathered. Now, if you put new construction up, you have to address that.
So since the grandfathering, is the correct assumption that everything's in conformity, or?
Well, no, not everything. I mean, we could possibly go around and take a look at that because of the fact that there could be somebody building something right tomorrow, and I wouldn't know that until we picked it up. But what I'm looking at is that everything has been prior to that date, and I don't have that date right up here, but anything prior to that date then is non-conforming. So anything they're building right now, what you're looking at right now, is the type of things that we're going to get.
But and Sierra is coming before us, before the fact, and so therefore they shouldn't have any violations.
They couldn't. Anything that's coming into you now is a strictly, let's say, new construction. What they want to do.
If they did have any violations, since it's owned by the park, the county might conceivably insist on the clean hands doctrine applying to the park itself.
Could be.
Correct?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We could do that.
If there were any violations.
If there were any violations. Which would have to.
Well, do we have an inspector that goes in there every week, or?
No, just when these things are called for, or, you know, when they're asked for. We do have one violation in there right now. Okay, that's it. One person's in violation at this time.
But, this is one of those parks, in my opinion, that,
never going to get straightened out.
Well, they're so small lots. You put a double wide in there, and it's just, essentially, he's asking for a 14-foot wide addition. And what's his mobile existing 12-foot?
Mm-hmm.
And the whole lot's 39.7 feet wide. So he's going to be 9.6 feet from the next mobile.
That means down. Yeah.
But look at the distance from the one on 59.
Yeah.
Look
at that.
The problem is just that there's such a hodgepodge of,
yeah,
the way they were laid out.
you know, it's almost like you wish you could take some of that open space and just shift it, but you can't do that.
And I was looking for the tax map to see just how wide that 59 was, but I mean, I don't know whether it's consistent or whether it's
kind of a
lot size or not, I don't know, but.
Kind of a mix of Cape Windsor and Malone, isn't it?
It's a, and gentlemen, you haven't seen nothing yet. I mean, when the others start coming through, and it's not just Sierra, and Mr. Burrow has mentioned that a year ago, and saying this is not the only thing I'm afraid is going to happen if this starts in this.
I, for one, am concerned that, you know, we set a new ground zero, and now there's a violation already, and I think the park needs to do something about that. And so I'd be less...
Just keep in mind, this wasn't a park application.
This was a
application.
They have to come to us for anything they want to do that's encroaching at this time, and that was the requirement, right?
Mm-hmm. I thought it was. But this being an individual, right?
Right.
Yeah, I'd be apt to say let's table it until all the violations are corrected.
That make a lot of sense. That'd send a message. Hopefully, what do you think, Mr. Burrow?
We're looking at it.
I mean, we're already doing that.
You're essentially enforcing the clean hands doctrine that the county enacted.
Because you all spent the time and effort on that. You know, if we don't do something like that, what good was that, the time you'd spent? I'm in favor of that.
Okay.
Table it until all things are cleaned up. Violations are cleaned up.
That would be my motion.
But what?
Okay.
But this violation is it a park violation or is it an individual?
Individual
violation?
Violations.
Individual violation. Yeah, this is not a park issue. This is individual, correct, Mr. Burrow?
The problem is the park owns the land, so
right. Okay.
Theoretically, it's the same owner, no matter
same
what.
Same owner.
So it's be denied until.
Oh, and my, just my way of thinking is that, you know, if they have a violation, it's in their park, and they need to take care of it,
right,
before we're going to continue to approve anything else. That way
that
we keep.
Makes
we keep,
sense to me.
We keep
that's the way you're going to do it. Do you?
Keep them in check.
I do want that. So you made that a motion.
Table it until all violations are.
Are corrected.
Table until what again?
All violations are corrected. Right? Do I have a second to that motion? Call again for a.
So we're going to say, so somebody can meet the.
Meet all the setbacks.
No, it's just not. It doesn't really affect or have as much to do with this application as some other things that are going on in the park. There are some existing violations, and if they can get those squared away.
Right.
See, we just did grandfather everything so that nothing was in violation. No, it was not.
Yeah,
everything
right.
was no longer
yeah,
in violation.
And
now we've got violations.
There's
again.
At least one existing violation over there, and I believe they are taking steps to get it taken care of.
Take
but
care of,
until
right.
I think until the board's convinced that they're, you know, they're in a position to get rid of those violations and get them taken care of. The county passed that ordinance and was intended to say, you know, we're not going to do anything for you unless you comply with our
right.
requirements. And so effectively, the board would be following that.
So we're really going to make them do it then?
Pardon me?
We're going to make them do it. Come
yeah.
Get
yeah.
The
so the,
yeah.
The,
if they want
the park will have to
yeah.
take action to get rid of that or correct the violations that exist. And once they do that, then
it's up to
us.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 10,286 until all violations are corrected. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Okay.